Also at the G8 today, Russian President Vladimir Putin made an unexpected proposal on missile defense. Going into the summit, he and President Bush had traded some harsh words about a U.S. plan to place anti-missile installations in Poland and the Czech Republic. Today, Putin said he'd be okay with the U.S. missile defense plan if it used a radar system that already exists in Azerbaijan, instead of building a new one in the Czech Republic. The current tensions have renewed focus on the whole U.S. missile defense program, and we asked Nathan Hodge of Jane's Defense Weekly to come in and remind us what it's all about.
Well, when Ronald Reagan made his famous Star Wars speech back in 1983, the goal of missile defense was quite ambitious. Reagan called on scientists to develop something that would make ballistic missile impotent and obsolete. What the Bush administration has been pushing is something that's much more limited. What they are trying to build, and the Missile Defense Agency is in the process of creating, is this layered ballistic missile defense shield, which combines ground-based interceptors, which the Bush administration would like to have placed in Poland. It would have sea-based shooters, that's Navy Aegis ships that are reconfigured to shoot down ballistic missiles in flight, and then something that they would call the boost phase missile defense, which would be ways of shooting down missiles when they're in their sort of most vulnerable phase of flight. And we can't leave out the terminal phase of missile defense, which is things like PAC-3, the Patriot missile system, and the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, which would shoot down a threat missile in the final phase of its flight.
So there's ground-based, sea-based, air-based, targeting missiles just after they're launched, in the middle of their flight, and as they're about to return to Earth.
Probably the best way to divide it up is this. You have boost phase, mid-course, and terminal defense.
That's the missile.
Of missile defense. It's complicated stuff.
So what we're talking about in Poland and the Czech Republic are two parts of a ground-based system that would target an incoming missile in its mid-flight?
In the mid-course phase, that's
mid-course
correct.
Phase.
Okay, we already have ground-based interceptors at Fort Greely, Alaska, and at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. The administration has been pushing now for a while to have a third ground-based interceptor site in Europe, and they've settled on Poland for the interceptors and the Czech Republic for the radar.
So who is that system meant to protect Europe from?
Well, that's the interesting thing about missile defense in general today. It is supposed to be able to counter threats from rogue states. So it's a very limited defense, if and when it works. It would only be able to stop a very limited number of threat missiles coming from, if we're talking about the interceptors in Poland, coming from the Middle East.
And now, does it work?
This is an interesting question. Now, MDA, the Missile Defense Agency, likes to say that it has had some success in hit-to-kill intercepts. In other words, the Missile Defense Agency has pointed to, I think, 26 for 34 in terms of successful hit-to-kill intercepts. Critics would say these tests are highly scripted. In other words, they're not in operationally realistic conditions. There are lots of ways in which you could overwhelm the missile defense system. You could fire off chaff, you could have decoys, or you could simply overwhelm the system by sheer numbers. So really what the critics are getting at is what does this $9 or $10 billion a year that we're spending on missile defense get you? A very limited defense that's never really been tested under operational circumstances.
The missiles themselves, the hit-to-kill missiles, don't carry a payload. They're
correct.
Basically very large, heavy, fast rocks being launched at incoming missiles.
That's a great way of describing it.
So what is Vladimir Putin's big objection?
Putin's objections are coming at a time when they're already looking at the succession of the Russian presidency, and this is really a really hot-button issue for Russia, which is feeling a lot more confident on the world stage in general. Now, the Russians really didn't raise much of a fuss when they scrapped the ABM treaty, but having a missile defense interceptor stationed on Polish soil, which used to be part of the Warsaw Pact, I think is just crosses a line, and Russian military officials have said that they would perceive that as a direct threat.
Nathan Hodge, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nathan Hodges, staff writer for Jane's Defense Weekly.